coming from when I said that was, the blues is a very is something I take very seriously. You know what I mean? It's one of our great artistic, one of our great arts in America. Let's put it that way. You know, and it's a language, you know, and an oral sort of tradition that's handed down. And there's a certain language, and there's a certain approach, and there's a certain feeling that is associated with it generally. Now, at some point along the line, rock and roll grew out of blues, and there's a very blurry line between what's rock and roll and what's blues in you know, up through, say, like the early 60s, okay? And then at some point, you know, with people like Cream or Jimi Hendrix or whatever, they took this blues foundation and they blew it up, you know, 100 times, turned it into something else. And then, but it does, it's great music, but it does not have the same feeling, or intention that, or the same function in the artist's life or in the audience's life that blues has. Okay? And so there's a lot of people out there saying they're playing blues, but they're coming at it from what I see as not so honest a thing. It's supposed to be all about personal expression about your experience and your joy or your pain or whatever you're going through and sharing that with other people. You know what I mean? And it's, a lot of it has turned into this sort of posturing or a lot, tons of guitar solos. You know, there's sort of a blurred line between like guitar rock and blues now. And that's what I'm saying. Blues, if you want to talk about blues itself, is supposed to be, an individual expression, and it's primarily vocal, and the guitar or whatever instrument is trying to express the same feeling that the voice would. You know what I mean? And then there's a lot of bands out there that are called blues bands, but it doesn't have the emotional impact. And that, you know, so then, it, I don't know. Some of it's not blues to me, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm not strictly a blues artist either. Right. My first three albums were pretty much straight blues, you know, traditional blues, and some early soul kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I did an album in New York, my self-titled album, where I tried to stretch out. I did a Dylan tune in a different way. I did, I tried to do some funk. I tried to do some soul. I was just expanding my palette because I was listening to more stuff, and I felt like I needed to, I wanted to play other stuff, you know? And so I did that, and that sort of, got me to that place, you know, and I was able to do it and gain the confidence that I could play those styles and et cetera. And then in the, you know, I did that record, I recorded it when I was 23 years old, 28 years old now, and I've spent a lot of time on the road playing that material, playing other material. I've been at home playing jazz and blues and country and rock music, or doing whatever I've had to do to survive as a professional musician, or and also just whatever I happen to be into at the time. You know, I've just gotten older and I've listened to a lot of different stuff. So what I'm trying to do is keep this sort of blues feeling, or the knowledge that I gained from blues, and then I just expand it in my own personal way. I try to be tasteful with it, but put inflections of jazz or inflections of rock or inflections of African music. I mean, I listen to a lot of different styles of music, and so it just, I try to let it come out in sort of not a conscious way.